Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of the God of the oppressed, Assalamu alaikum. We are reporting from the Holy Haram of Bibi Masumah Qom in the holy city of Qom on Yawm al-Quds today. As you can see, there are a lot of people coming out of this end of the procession. The procession started at 10 o'clock in the morning today and ended after Namaz Jummah. Men, women, as well as children and people of all ages came to participate and essentially raise a voice against the oppression that is happening in Palestine, against the Zionist, as well as against the oppression everywhere, including by the Takfiri terrorist in Syria, by the terrorist in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Lebanon, in Bahrain, and as well as in other countries. The participation in the Yawm al-Quds rallies continues to grow. Today the rallies were held in about 80 countries of the world, 770 cities, and this is despite a lot of effort by the Zionists and the Americans to discourage people from participating in this rally. They are actually trying their best to malign it, to say that this rally is a hate rally, to say that this rally is against the Jews, and nothing could be far from the truth. This rally is not against any particular nation. There are Jewish rabbis that speak in this rally. This rally is really against the concept that people who have more power, might, and weapons should be able to oppress a civilian and defenseless population. This is against the idea that people should be able to throw people out of their houses. There are more than 5 million Palestinian refugees currently living in refugee camps for over 60 years. Israel is in violation of a lot of multiple resolution by the United Nations. More than 60 resolutions have been presented, and it is today more isolated than it has ever been. In the recent votes that were done at the UNO, we had more than 170 countries that voted against Israel, and only 6 countries, which include some of the Pacific Islands, very small nations, were the only ones voted for Israel. So essentially what this Yawm al-Quds rally has done is taken the mask off the brutal face of oppression and have basically told the people. And when this rally is watched around the world, Palestinian as well as the oppressed people around the world can see that the world has not forgotten them. The people standing behind me, the people coming out, the people that you see, the ladies, the children, the men and women, as well as ulama, are really raising their voice and saying that we will defend the defenseless, we will give a voice to the voiceless, we will not let this brutal oppression go harden. Every year, more and more people will continue to participate in Al-Quds. And that is one of the main reasons why America is raising these sanctions against Iran and is trying to malign it using the nuclear issue as well as other issues. But the basic reason, which is understood by the American public as well as the public around the world, is that Iran presents an ideological idea that is non-materialistic, that is not secular, that basically is based on the idea of let and let live and peace and security for all the nations of the world. And which is really something which all the people here that we talked to today, we didn't even see a single sign against any Jews or Christians. All the signs we saw were really against the American policies as well as the Israeli policies. Reporting from Qom, this is Yawm al-Quds on the last Friday of the holy month of Maha Ramadan. Thank you.